welcome to our program. We continue in our series in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 5. In order to understand chapter 5 of the Revelation, we need to understand the little book of Ruth. So have your Bible ready in the book of Ruth, if you can, and we'll continue in our study there today. In our previous program, we've seen that Elimelech took his family down to Moab, which was a place that was cursed of God. It was a very bad decision. And 10 years later, we find Naomi is all alone. Her two sons are dead. They'd been married, but they're dead now as well as her husband. And her prospects are very grim. She has no way of being protected. She has no possible means for provisions. What shall she do? So it's a decision time, and she decides to go back to Bethlehem. Orpah and Ruth, her daughter-in-law, said, well, we're going with you. And we'll see here in a moment that she's tried in chapter 1, verses 8 through 13, to talk them out of going with her. What's that all about? Well, we need to have a look at that. And before we do, though, make this your prayer. Open mine eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit
chapter 1, verse number 8, it says, and Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return, each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And so we read in verse number 14, they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her, and she said, Behold, thy sister is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. What was Ruth's decision? Here it's decision time again. We've seen that Elimelech made a bad decision. Now here's Naomi. She's left all alone. Her husband is dead. Her sons are dead. She has nobody to take care of her. And so she's heading back to Bethlehem. That's her decision. Well, these two girls, they decide they're going back with her. And she spends all this time trying to talk them out of going back with her. What's that all about? You'd think, you know, if that was today, we'd be rhyming them down the Romans Road, getting them to pray some kind of plastic prayer, whether they repented or not, and put them in the baptistry and give them a bus route. Ruth, she wants to go back with her. Naomi wants them both to go back with her, but she's testing them out here. She's learned a lot through the experiences of life. And so Orpah goes back, and she says again to Ruth, go back with your sister-in-law. She's gone to her people, and she's gone to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Ruth now has to make a decision. Orpah has made hers. She's going back. Ruth said, verse number 16, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. You see, Ruth was not only converted, she was committed for the long haul. She said, I'm going to stick with you until I die. Now, Ruth, you know, and Orpah, they're young. Naomi said, look, you got a future ahead of you. You're not going to find any husbands where I'm going. As a matter of fact, you're going to find animosity. You're Moabites. You're Gentiles. You're not going to be welcome back there in Bethlehem. Orpah said, yeah, I see what you mean. I'm going back here. Not Ruth. Ruth said, let me read those verses again. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Well, Naomi's decision, go back to Bethlehem. Ruth, when she saw, it says here in verse 18, when Naomi saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So we have a lot of decisions being made. Elimelech made a decision, and after the fact that he died in Moab, he's never mentioned again. Mahlon and Chilion said, well, we're going to settle down here and marry these women, which God forbid. What do we know about them? They're never mentioned again. Orpah, she goes back to her gods, and she is never mentioned again. How about Naomi? She's mentioned 20 times in the book of Ruth. How about Ruth? Well, she got a book in the Bible named after her. There's only two women that did that. Esther was the other one. Not only that, she's mentioned 12 times in the book of Ruth, and one time in the book of Matthew, where she is listed in the royal line through whom Jesus Christ would be born. Well, one thing we learn here when it comes to making decisions, we need to be very careful, because we make a little decision could have a big impact on our future. Well, we read in verse 19, so they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? Yes, she looked pretty bitter. She looked pretty hard. She looked pretty beat up, and she was. And not only that, what's she doing with this Gentile? What is she doing with this Moabite who's been cursed of God? Well, Naomi tried to warn Ruth about that response that would happen when they came to Bethlehem. Well, they got there, and they said, "Is this Naomi?" Verse 20 says, "And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" This is a very interesting little verse. Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. Mara means bitter. You have to wonder why she said here, the Lord hath testified against me. Wasn't it Elimelech's idea to go down to Moab? It doesn't really say that. We've mentioned many times before, there's two areas. There's the area of authority, which would be Elimelech, and there's the area of influence, which would be Naomi. And perhaps Naomi influenced Elimelech to go back down there to Moab, because that's where the food was. She's taken it very personal here in this portion of Scripture. We find a situation of authority and of influence with Abraham when he couldn't wait on God to have that son that God said he would have. And his wife, Sarah, said, "Well, take my handmaid, Hagar." And he was the authority, she was the influence. He had a son by Hagar, and those two boys have been fighting in the Middle East ever since as to who owns all that property over there, because they're both sons of Abraham. And so what happened here was the influence of Sarah. And I think perhaps the reason that Naomi is being so hard on herself is she knows that she influenced her husband to do what he did. Ladies, be very careful. Influence is more powerful than authority. Well, they returned. It says here in verse number 22, "So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess," and she's always referred to as being a Moabite, "and so she returned, Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, which came out of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest." Well, we'll pick it up there in our next program in Ruth chapter 2, when we'll find Ruth out in a field that belongs to Boaz. We will also see that when we make the right decisions, we don't have to be concerned about things. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Take care. of you. Take care.